السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أخويا الفاضل صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. So may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Abba with RPS and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen. Allah Ta'ala the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, جزاك الله خيرا. To our technician, brother Junaid Khan, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 50, Surah Qaf, and verses number 26, 27, 28, and 29. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that Allah instructs the angels, two of them, that take these people and cast them and throw them into Jahannam. Which people? Kulla kaffarin anid. That those people who are the kuffar, the non-Muslims, who are sane and mature, and they thrive on their blasphemy and kufr and shirk and nifaq, all come in under the purview of this verse. Anid, and they are obstinate and they are stubborn as well. Manna'il lil khair, forever prohibiting the good things they prohibit it, the evil they will promote it. So the good things they prohibit it, always prohibiting the good things. Mu'tadin, they go beyond the boundaries and limits. Murib, always creating the doubt and skepticism and so forth. If you want to join this verse with today's lesson, then you will read Muribinil ladhi. And that noon day muribi nilazi. That noon day is known as noon qutni. Like how your mothers, sisters, it will resonate with you that when you are sewing knitting and so forth, you use the cotton and then you join the fabric and material. So here we are joining two words, hence the term noon qutni. So you can see even cotton is taken from the Arabic language. So what? Who are these people? So Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 50, verse 26. Alladhi ja'ala ma'allahi ilahan akhar. They are those people who have made with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala another deity, another demigod, a semigod. There is only one Allah, one God, capital G. And remember, one creator, one owner of the entire universe. If they were two, three, four, and plural, like today people worship in so many various gods and goddesses and so forth. So you see this faith, that faith. They have lingam, you must remember, the male organ. Then they have others and so forth, Ganeshi, the elephant. And then they have, you must remember, that so many others as well. So remember that in Islam we reject all that absolutely, completely, and say, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. There's only one deity, one God, and He is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Translation can be different in various languages, but Allah, who created the heavens, the earth, who makes the rain come, who gives life, who gives death, everybody will have to agree. Unless you are a real moron, then we can't help it. You must remember that. So if you remove your biasness and remove your prejudice, then you will also accept there's only one divine, one supreme being, and that is Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah commands them, these two angels, فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي الْعَذَابِ الشَّعِي شَدِيد, that one side of the kafar, kafar will mean literally those who are rejecting and concealing the truth. So now ye is for the mushrikeen and those who are ascribed, associated, somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Hence you cast them, throw them, dump them, fil adab shadid, in that severe, severe punishment. Me and you, little bit hot water now, just touches our fingers, our body in winter, how we start screaming, shouting. What will be the plight of that person or those people who day and night will be fil adabi shadid? And Allah says the punishment is very, very severe. O Muslim, daily read, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after Maghrib. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood and is authentic. And always ask Allah Jalla wala, minimum thrice a day, Allahumma inni as'aluka jannat al-firdaus, Allahumma inni as'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa na'imaha. So whatever word you want to use, minimum 3 times a day, ask Allah for Jannah and Paradise. Thrice a day, ask Almighty Allah for protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahannam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab innam. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that when the servant, the slave, minimum in the 24 hours, thrice he begs Almighty Allah for Jannah and Paradise, tomorrow on the Day of Justice, then that Jannah and Paradise will intercede for him or her and say, Ya Allah, even I want him to enter Jannah. There are some Sahaba, students, companions of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who open the manaqib and the virtues of Salman Farsi in Tirmidhi Sharif and in Mishkat Sharif and various compilations and see, innal jannata tashtaqu ila Salman. Never mind Jannat for Salman, Jannat itself says, I want Salman Farsi to enter here. So we are ordinary mortals, ordinary sinners and ordinary people. So we have to beg Almighty Allah minimum thrice a day. And Jahannam and the hellfire will also intercede and say, I don't want this person ABC XYZ to come here. He should seek your protection, Ya Allah. So protect him or her and don't let them enter Jahannam. So all the answers we got, but who is there to learn it, practice on it, propagate it? Very few people. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, call him whatever you want to, he always wants to blame others but never blame himself. Just like today, majority politicians, you look at America, you look at Europe, you look at Israel, the Haramis, and you look at South Africa, same thing everywhere in the world you will find. On the Day of Justice, remember, Satan, Lucifer will deliver a khutbah, a sermon. That sermon is called Khutbatun Batra. Batra, Abatar, and Abat Batra means cut off. That he does not praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. No salawat, no salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what will he say, Satan, Lucifer, on that day? Inni da'autukum fastajabtum li. I only invited you towards the vices and the evil. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, and you accepted my invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Hence, do not blame me. You need to blame yourself. Chapter 14 and verse number 22. So you see all the answers in the Quran Sharif. Now see the same Satan, Lucifer, and his progeny, his agents and comrades and cronies, what they will say. قَالَ قَرِينُهُ, the Satan, Shaitan, who is with him, with that person all the time, what will he say? رَبَّنَا, يَا رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider. مَا أَدْغَيْتُهُ, I did not mislead him. ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد. He was gone far, far astray from the right path. It was his choice. But remember, we just beautified it for him. We adorned it for him. We embellished it for him. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So that is how they will try and play innocent, but the whole happy lot will be sent to Jahannam. All the shayateen in human form and jinn form, the invisible creation, and their followers who are sane and mature. Allah Jalla Wala stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty. Call Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ. No arguments here by me. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. I have already sent forth to you the warnings and the threats. Either you bring Iman, true Iman, and then you will go to Jannah and Paradise with the grace and mercy of Allah. And if you do anything else besides Islam, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. So if that person does not die on Iman, on Islam, then it will never ever be accepted. He can be the Pope, he can be the Bishop, Archbishop, whatever you do call, or the Chief Rabbi, or the Padri, or the Priest. They go to Jahannam and the Hellfire forever. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran and verse 85. So everything is clearly mentioned in the Noble Quran. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ. You see, today they make a constitution. Then they say First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment. But Allah Jalla Wala, this is the law, and it remains the law. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. And our speech, our verdict never ever changes. It's always there. Yes, sometimes you must remember, for the betterment of humanity, a certain law, but that law is temporary, and then it changes. So that also is a trial and test. Our first Qibla to Masjid al-Aqsa, al-Qibla al-Ula, and then the perpetual Qibla, and that is the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And I am not one who oppresses so much or intensively the who? The servants and slaves. So what does it mean? Allah Ta'ala, then He makes zulm and a little bit? Nay, when you negate Allah Ta'ala's one thing, meaning hyperbole, you say Allah is not zalam. So it means He's not zalim also. So because why? Inna Allah la yadhlimu mithqala dharra. Allah Jalla Wala does not make zulm, oppress people, creation, even equivalent to an atom. So that is the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It's me and you who do all the wrong. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. We have not oppressed them. They have oppressed their own selves and their own souls. So we are guilty as charged. We cannot apportion that blame and that sin to Almighty Allah. People go and give talaq, Allah forbid, and they say, Ya meri taqdeer mein hai. It was in my taqdeer. But you go and rob a bank. You go and commit fornication, adultery, Allah forbid. Anybody goes and does it. We do the wrong. And now you want to blame Allah? No, you can't do that. We have to blame ourselves and not blame anybody else. So this is another deception of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 20th of Muharram, 1447, day in Gaza al-Mubarakah and other places in Palestine. It is day number 649. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 9 Jutlas killed. What Hamas is doing is a karamat. Only Allah is helping them. No country, no one really is helping them. Little bit does have, that have very little. But remember, it's Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, that the Jutlas are getting so frustrated, they don't know what to do. Yemen fired 3 drones yesterday. Well done to the Yemenis. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua and supplication for them. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give them barakah and special blessings. Al-imanu yamaniyun. True iman, faith, conviction is in Yemen. Wal hikmatu yamaniya. and the wisdom you will find in Yemen. Wal fiqhu yamaniyun, true understanding of deen you will find in Yemen. All this what I mentioned is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore it's authentic as well. The jutlas are getting so frustrated. If you're a new listener and you don't know what the meaning of jutlas, it means the Jews and the haramis and the swines and the pigs and the monkeys and the donkeys. All that enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 16, and chapter 62, verse number 5. So the youngsters are burning up their forms that they have to go for military, they have to go for ghazza. They're saying no to apartheid, no to genocide, and no to ethnic cleansing. So that's exactly what the Quran Sharif taught us. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, in the 28th Juz. فَأَسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. The war among themselves is very, very severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people and nation, the Jews and the Jutlas, that have got no brains, murdering people, babies, innocent people, and then they say they are guilty. The whole world sees the biggest terrorists on earth today are America and Israel. And the Shash party is also leaving the government, and then they'll have to go for elections, unless, you must remember, they give them some bribery or some exemption that you don't have to let your children go to the army and so forth. Today, you must remember, America, Israel says they're giving help and assistance to Gaza. That help is just a disguise for extermination and for starvation. Remember that. They are guilty on all charges. Remember that. Look at what Israel did yesterday. They are a cursed nation, remember, than the scum of the earth. Israel attacks Gaza, kills more than 100 people. They attack Syria and they kill 12 people in Lebanon as well. So everywhere they just kill, kill, kill. And how long are you going to do that? And you're losing everywhere. You have no credibility anywhere left now. So Colombia, Bogota, I visited Colombia, very nice country, but there's a lot of things going on underground as well, the drugs and all that. But now what they are doing is very good, we must remember that. And what they are doing, they're having the big conference yesterday, today, and many, many countries, more than 30 countries participated, South Africa and others, and that is, you must remember, to stop the genocide in Gaza. So that's very, very good. And thereafter, Epstein files, and it's exposed by Mahdi Hassan. Let me tell you about Mahdi Hassan. So remember that as far as the journalist goes, I'll give him 90%. Remember that. He's very, very good. There's very few people in the world like him. But remember, he is a Shia. So one side is a Shia, and we say Shias are not Muslim. And on the second side is a journalist. For what credit is due, we must give credit. So remember, he exposed Epstein, he exposed Trump, he exposed a whole lot of them and so forth. And Trump trumpeting away the most disgraced president in the history of America in their 250 years as they celebrated it, you see, now recently. So remember, he say, no, it's up to her. You must remember this, that the attorney general, that if she wants to release the list, though she can release it and all, how will she release it when she said that she has it on her desk and now she says she doesn't know anything about it? Your instructions, Trump, what do you think, that we also idiots like your messes or asses in America? 78 million asses and fools and donkeys voting for you. You are a rapist. You are a person who is a criminal. And you are guilty, remember, of so many crimes and so forth. And you are covering up, and now they're feeling the heat. And not only the Republicans, both parties are guilty. Remember that. There's no democracy in America. It's a uniparty. Uniparty means one side. Democracy, Democrats, and that is Clinton and all the Biden and them. And on the other side is the Republicans, is this Bush and all the Trump and all of them. So if you look at the Trump is guilty and Clinton is guilty. All these haramis were going there to Jeffrey Epstein. Ask them about Lolita. and ask them about the pedophilia, and ask them about the young girls they were raping and so forth. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So I ask you one question. Now they say Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. The so-called suicide, how come the cameras were off that day? Who's responsible, Clinton? Is it you and your cronies? Who's responsible, Trump? We're posing the question, and we have all the right to pose the question. Trump, are you guilty? Or is it Clinton guilty? Or who's the person guilty and the cronies? Somebody very high up there. So he was murdered and put out, remember, because he was going to spill the beans and so forth. And his girlfriend, you know, that she's in jail there, and all they are agents for Mossad and so forth. You know, in South Africa, we have a Tikli family. Hafiz Suleiman Tikli, very good friend of mine. We studied together in Karachi and so. So there in Israel, they got the minister Tikli. Not Tikli, Tikli. So Chikli in Yemen, if you say eat a chikli eye, it means the bird, like you say a small little bird, eat a chikli eye. So Chikli the Harami, Chikli says kill the Syrian leader. There, this guy Julani, you must kill him. Finish, end of the story. Haaretz, right, he is the ringleader for the political circus in Israel. Oh, Chikli, the Harami, we must hang all of them. So remember these Afghans who thought they will fight the Taliban and America will honor them, Britain will honor them. So they showed their true colors. The whiteys are the biggest racists. So thousands of Afghans in the UK, their details have been exposed, and now they are wondering that if Taliban gets all our details, maybe they'll take us out or they'll do something. So they're very, very disappointed with Britain, and Britain, the minister, now just apologize half-heartedly and so forth and so on. Trump says 19% tariff on Indonesia, you see that? So flash flooding in New Jersey and New York. So mashallah, very good. And you know that now they're going to have a ambassador to the United Nations, that's America. And the guy designated for that is that Mike Waltz. So that Mike Waltz was grilled yesterday. Why? Because, you know, he sent out that one message and it went to the media and so forth. They're going to attack Yemen. So for all these things here. But what they worry, they just carry on. So there in Saudi Arabia, the grocery stores, you know, you go buy this, you go buy that, and all these things. The grocery stores now in Saudi Arabia will not be allowed to sell tobacco, the cigarettes and all these type of things, vape and what have you. So there, but other stores can sell it. One side, their ulama will tell you, at-tadkhinu haram, that the Saudi fatwa is this, that smoking, buying, selling is haram. But right outside the haram, right outside the masjid, you will see they're selling it there. So that's how you find everywhere there is double standards and hypocrisy. India has lost $800 million only now in the year 2025, in the past 6 months, due to your online scam. You see that? You know the Indians are champion in the Silicon Valley and all these things there. But other people are making them fools. $800 million online scam in 2025. It's only a half year past now. And that is what's happening. Let's come here to South Africa. Our beloved country, South Africa. Let's see what's happening. So, you know, we have elections started from 94, then 99, and later 2004. So they say there could be threats against the elections and the people who arrange it. They're endangering it because next year will be local elections and so forth. So you see, South Africa is a banana republic. ANC is a failed state. They made South Africa a failed state. So first they had that guy, the minister of police, Kunu, Chunu, whatever, out, right? They brought in Feroz Kachalia. Now Sibiya, he's on special leave. He is from the police. Alhamdulillah. So he is out. Special leave means on holiday. And we, the jokers, have to pay for their holiday. That is. For the DA guy, he fired him. Why you can't fire your own guy, Cyril? You're a hopeless president. I must tell you that. You must remember. You have destroyed South Africa and just pocketed the you and your ministers, majority of you. I will never forget Pala Pala. I mean, the truth has to be spoken. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or country. South Africa losing, you must remember how much. Now this guy, Osibiya, is on special leave. So who's going to replace him? Oh, Gwede. Gwede. Gwede says, when they put that electric fence and what have you, safety by his house, he say, hiya, see, I didn't tell them. They just came and put it. They make us fools, these people, man. Don't come tell me about them. Okay. You see, Tutu, he died. You see, that finishes end of the story with him. So, Tutu, they asked him, and he gave a very, very good answer. Bishop Tutu, you see. So they asked him, Mr. Bishop Tutu, Archbishop, what is the difference between the apartheid white government, the minority government, and now the ANC? And this is long before the GNU and ANC were ruling, and so forth. So he said, the only difference is, under the apartheid white minority regime, we had the gravy train. You see that? So the train was going, you see, with the gravy. Now under the majority black government, the ANC and so forth, Tutu said, we have the gravy plane. Not the train, we have the gravy plane. They take your fingers also away and take your whole hand also away. Bunch of crooks, if you ask me. So South Africa losing 30 billion rand. 30 billion rand to illicit cigarettes. But in South Africa, what is legal? You must remember that. Everything, the guys find a loophole and so forth and so on. So, now you know, that guy from Cape Town, we say he's not Muslim, right? So, he was a murtad as far as we are concerned. So, he was expelled from America and he was humiliated and so forth. And he deserved it because you must remember certain crazy statements they made. Majlis wrote all of it. You can read it there. So, then they sent another special envoy to Washington, South Africa. Oh, you must remember Jonas, you see that? But now the DA say that this guy, the special envoy, he doesn't have a clearance visa to be the ambassador, special envoy there to America, and he's a sitting duck. Maybe he also will be sent back and so. Come on, you ANC, don't you know what Trump wants? Trump wants a whitey there. Send one whitey from the ANC or DA or any party there. He don't want all non-whites there. You know that. So they pick racist, these people. You should know that by now. That a small novice like me can tell you that much. So anyway, you must remember that, inshallah, our Durban program will start tomorrow. And these programs will not be live except the Jummah. So tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, we will be there in Lotusville. That is next to our boxer, Asmar's place, Uncle Boxer. So mashallah. So that's in Vellum, you see, Lotusville. So after Isha, 7:15, Jumma, Vellum, Bimana, Wahid, and Mana, Abid, mashallah. So 12:15 will be the Bayan. That will be live, inshallah, on Merkaz. And then tomorrow evening, Friday evening, rather, so we'll be there in Queen Street, you see, that Madrasa Tahfiz al Quran next to or above Honchus or whatever. So that is where they are. So their Jamaat is 7 o'clock, and inshallah, we'll be there. And then on Saturday night, Tongat Masjid, you see, the railway one, so you can ask, you must remember the imams there, or you ask Hafiz Noshad and them, so they will tell you where it is, the masjid. And then Sunday is a private jalsa, and Sunday afternoon will be the Q&A. So that's our program. And those of you who got nikah for your children, grandchildren, so tomorrow between Friday, between, not tomorrow is Thursday, so on Friday, remember that we have what we call the nikah announcements between 10 and 10:30. You can start sending it in now. Our Junaid Mota is waiting. 0080847863132. So that will be Friday morning between 10 and 10:30. Okay, today's program will be, inshallah, between now, that is 8:30 and 9. So that will be with Mohana Salman Yunus. And inshallah, 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, and today is Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, make dua, and make dua for Gaza and the Ummah. Allah destroy the Americans and the Israelis and all those who are assisting the genocide. against the Palestinians and Muslims. Allah decimate and destroy them. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jimona Salim, we're ready for you for the Q&A, inshallah.
Kishab, are Muslims allowed to read an English copy of the Quran without wudu?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you have a Quran that has commentary in it, for example, you want to read Ma'ariful Quran in English in 8 volumes, you want to read Tafsir Usmani in 2 volumes, or even 1 volume and so forth, or you want to read Mufti Taqi Usmani's The Glorious Quran and so forth and so on. So it has explanation there and commentary. So if you read it without wudu, it will be permissible because the English, the Afrikaans, or the Urdu, the Zulu, Maqasim Sema, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, our principal, born 1920, passed away 2007. So you must remember that, 87 years old, 90 years old, Islamically plus minus, Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus, it translated in Zulu, the Quran Sharif. So in a case like that, it is permissible. But don't touch the Arabic text. Remember that, that will be better. In Surah 56, and that is Surah Waqiyah, verse 79, Allah Jalla wa'ala states, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. None should touch the Quran Sharif except those who have performed wudu, ablution, and if you're in need of ghusl, then you take the bath and so forth. So that will be the fatwa and verdict. Yes, it is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I have 3 daughters and a son. I am old now. Would it be permissible for me to divide and give all my 4 children equal gifts before I die?
If you are giving them 25%, then what about your wife, Baji? You're only speaking about your children and you are old. So whether you are the father or the mother, we're not 100% sure. But I think it's the father. So what about your wife? If your wife is alive, then you can't deprive her. That's totally haram. غَيْرَ مُضَّار. Remember that Quran Karim states. So I advise that, Baji. Baji means old man, right? So you got 3 daughters, you got 1 son, you want to give them everything, meaning 80-90% of your assets during your lifetime. So yes, permissible with these conditions. Condition number 1, you give it to them, meaning transfer must take place on their name. 2, there will be no condition attached. You're giving them a house, but you say, no, the rental must come to you. So, or something like that. But you're gifting it to them. You can't make conditions like that. Then number 3 is this. It must be things that are permissible, not the haram things that you're giving to them. So all these are conditions. So then, so you don't make any, and it must be transferred on their name. So do all that, very good, keep little bit for you also, so you don't become muhtaj and dependent on them every time you want to do something, you look at their faces, so you keep 10%, 20% for you, and the remainder you give to them equally, fine, there's no problem. But remember, upon your death, still the laws of inheritance will be applicable, this is considered as hiba, as a gift, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you give a gift, then wattaqullah wa'adilu bayna awladikum, fear Allah and exercise justice among your children. You give it to them, transfer must take place on their names, they must take possession of it, and so forth, and no conditions attached, then it is fine and permissible.
Mufti Sahib, when you receive gifts, what dua do you make for the giver? And what dua must you make when giving gifts and helping families?
Remember, the intention you should make when giving gifts is mentioned there in Bayhaqi Sahih Hadith. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you understood, that tahaddu tahabbu. I got here on my desk, I see I brought 2 books of mine. I want to give it to somebody now here in our masjid, you see that. So people, they want this, they want that, so I just say, okay, you take it, you see. So why we give a gift? Tahadu, tahabu. It will generate more mutual love, it will enhance the love, you see. But not for haram, you will give your mistress or give your secretary, so you want to cool her down and make yourself, you see. All that is haram business there. So remember that it must be permissible things. Tahadu, tahabu. Fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhagain. and husband, wife, you have argument or so forth, then I give them gifts also. Why? It will remove the malice, the rancor, the hatred. So remember that if somebody does you a favor, you the giftee, the recipient, you must say, Jazakallahu khaira. Hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when a person says, Jazakallahu khairan, faqad ablagha sana, you have praised that person abundantly. And remember that you should make dua for that person also. Barakallahu lak fi ahlika wa malik. Ya Allah, this person gave me this, so give him barakah in his wealth and in his family as well. And you the person who gave that gift and all that. So whenever we do a good deed, say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. And say, Barakallahu laka fil mawhub. That Allah Ta'ala give you barakah in what was gifted to you. So beautiful it is. Everything we have simple du'as. But who's there to learn it and so forth? So therefore, we should try and by heart and memorize all these type of du'as. Daily, we send out du'as also. So that also is helping the people. We get very positive feedback with Allah's help and Allah's grace and mercy.
Iftisab, is the nikah done by a video call acceptable? Maulana, in one country and the couple with their parents in another country.
Not permissible. You know, today with AI, artificial intelligence and so forth, they can take somebody's head and put it on somebody's body and so forth and so on. And I'm asking you one question. That Maulana is sitting in South Africa and that couple are sitting there in Dubai, in India, Pakistan, Hamanskral, where and where, locally or internationally. So he's seeing them. Is that jais, all that? So is that permissible? You look at somebody else's daughter like this and so forth and so on. How you got married, Mohsalim Kareem? How I got married? So we were in the masjid, alhamdulillah. It's not our wife came there to the masjid. Nay. So what happened is she appointed her father or her brother, and then they became the wakil and representative on behalf of the bride. And then when that Maulana who was performing the nikah, the ceremony, so he asked that father of the bride, or they asked that brother of the bride, that have you taken permission from so and so, and is she happy? Then they said yes, and then he asked us, the person who's getting married, the groom, and there are two male witnesses there, the mahar and all that is sorted out. So that is the easy way. Why you want to complicate issues? So wherever the parties are, they must just appoint a wakil. One party is in London, other party is in South Africa. So you in South Africa appoint a wakil, a representative there in London. You in London appoint here a wakil here, whichever way you want to do it. And then we perform the nikah. All this video business and all this for telephonically video, we say not permissible. There's big problems in all these things today. Today you must remember people can impersonate one another and they can deceive you and so forth. You know what's happening nowadays. So our fatwa in that regard will be not permissible.
Isab, is it permissible to sit next to a non-mahram driver in the front seat of the car?
Yeah, they're speaking about lift clubs. You see that? So now you have a driver. And now the lady is sitting there. So now, you see, the aim is to give lift. But a lot of things can happen there, you must remember. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يخلوان رجل بمرأتين إلا والشيطان ثالثهما. Whenever there is a strange man with a strange lady and they alone and in privacy, then remember the third party there is Shaitan and Lucifer. Hazrat ji nawwarallahu marqadahu of Jalalabad, I heard him saying, agar ek taraf Hazrat Hasan Basri ho, aur dusri taraf Hazrat Rabia Basriya ho, tab bhi haram hai. So you can't come say, no, that person is very pious and so forth and so on. And with those lift clubs and them, that the driver is a stranger to you. And you are there alone with him. Absolutely haram. And if there are other passengers also, but you are the lady there, and all those people, you don't have any mahram with you in that vehicle there and so forth. Haram is not permissible. So today we look for every loophole and shortcut. But instead of getting and receiving the mercy of Allah, then we receive the la'anat and the curse of Allah. All this is done to protect your integrity and your dignity. And so don't you see how many pedophiles are running around like Trump and all of them? Don't you see how many people, women are getting raped and all? And South Africa is a murder, rape capital of the world, you know that. So we need to exercise extreme caution and we need to be circumspect in that regard.
Mufti Sahab, on a similar basis, if a husband and his mother is in a vehicle, Mufti Sahab, the question is asked, must the mother sit in the front seat or must the wife sit in the front seat?
Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayhi, you know, he was not a hafiz and he was not a alim. Somebody asked him, my bhai, aap alim ho? He said, me alim nahi, me alim ka baap ho. You see, you'll know by Padia's name. So his name was Ghulam Muhammad Padia. You see that? I met his father also. Allah Ta'ala Ghariq Rahmat Farmaya, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. The work he did in Dawat Tabligh, and that very few people in the world did, remember that. So Allah Ta'ala give him the highest stages in Jannah. And I married Danish Pingo Beach, and you know, I used to go to his house. He used to tell me Ajao and all that. So one two time I heard him saying, Aage hai ikram, piche hai aram. In front, you give an honor. At the back is relaxation. My brother Ahmed Abdi, he comes and fetch me. You see, he's from Somaliland. He says, okay, so this week we're there in Durban, next week in Pretoria. Inshallah for Jumu'ah. You see that? So now he'll come fetch me and so forth. So I told him, bye, you drive, me I'm sitting on the back seat. I'm sitting in business class and you sit there in economy class, and that is where I can stretch my feet and all that. You know, I'm 6 feet tall and all, so I like to sit like that nicely, comfortably, so I can do some work and all that. Now in front you have to put safety belt and all that. So now you got Ummi Jan and you got Bibi Popi. So you ask Ummi, where are you comfortable? Are you comfortable in front or are you comfortable at the back? I myself, I used to always put my mother in front and put my wife at the back. So the mother used to feel very special, you see that? So you, as a son or as a husband, you must ask, you must remember your beloved mother. Mami, Ummi, aram kaha hai aapke liye? Where are you more comfortable? Aage ke piche? So normally people will stay. You see the prime ministers, presidents, they don't sit in front. They all sit at the back. And then the Cadillac, the Rolls Royce, and all these cars come in Mercedes, and they sit at the back. You see like that? There's different thing. You can't see them, but they can see you because they're counting all their pala pala inside there quietly. You see that? So that's how the world works. Remember that saying, Aage hai ikram and piche hai aram. In front is honor and at the back is comfort zone. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.